Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Yo, what's up, AfterBuzz family? You knocked and we are buzzing you in. It's time for episode 5 of Insecure. Yo, we getting like Slim Shady. Shady as what?
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey. What? What?
Hey, we got black and yellow mic.
Yo,
too. That's kind of fitting.
This is the AfterBuzz theme song.
Yes, that
works. Black and yellow, black and yellow. Shout out to Wiz Khalifa knowing us that well to do a theme song for us.
Black and yellow, black and yellow. And he was actually at the real show last night. Shout out to him. He was a guest.
The real show.
Shout out to 92.3.
There you go.
Yo, it feels real good in here. What up, people? It's a Sunday night. We're back at it here on AfterBuzz TV. What's going down? You knocked, and we are buzzing you in. Welcome to the after show for Insecure, live on AfterBuzz TV.
Hit that
y'all
link.
Was supposed to,
that was very high pitch.
Y'all supposed to get super hyped on that one. It didn't happen that way.
Gotta get my hearing back for that one.
Sorry. Forgive me. So good to see you guys.
Yes.
Another episode of Insecure, episode 5, Shady as what?
Shady as fuck.
Yes. So let's introduce our panel today. We're missing one, but you know what? We're going to make it just as strong as ever. I'm your lead host, McCall Hall. You can find me on social media when sports and pop culture collide at So McCall Hall. Now, who do we have to my left?
And I am Spicy Maddie, always making sure that I keep it hot and sizzling for you. And you can play with my Twitter or stroke my Instagram at Spicy Maddie.
Oh, nasty stuff. Nasty as hell.
Like Hillary. You know, I'm just a nasty woman.
I need
woman.
A cool tag like that. Like, play with my
Twitter.
Can you come up with something for me?
I'm going to stroke your chest hair.
Yeah. Oh. I got you. Don't worry.
You can stroke my chest hair on IG or Twitter at OM with Omari. Also follow me on Snapchat at Omari B. Stroke my
and
chest hair. Okay.
To my left is Casper. So what's up to Casper. Actually, Allie the Pub. What's Allie's Twitter handle?
Allie the Pub.
Allie the Pub. She's Allie out this week. Yeah. But she sends all her love to you guys.
She
make sure
you guys
show her a little bit of love on social media. So here's the deal. You guys know what it is. On social media, engage with us across the board.
Please.
At AfterBuzz TV.
Mm-hmm.
We love the engagement. Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter. What else is out there?
Matter of fact, play with our Twitter right
Facebook.
Now.
Yeah, play
and
with the Twitter
we'll
right now.
We will shout you out.
And the Instagram, all that stuff. Play with all of it. RIP to Vine. Did you guys hear the Vine is
what
like
happened?
Done?
No.
You
what
didn't
happened?
Know that?
But, I mean, I thought it was doing pretty well.
What do you mean,
who's
RIP
on Vine,
to Vine
anymore?
I don't know. But I got an alert that there's no more Vine, so rest in peace to Vine. But
R.I.P.
even though Vine is in the books, I want to make a special shout out to some of our folks who are engaging with us on YouTube. Y'all know I love the YouTubers. Olajuwon Washington, as usual, one of our MVPs. You the real MVP. L. Claybon 72, Sharon King, Ramona Floyd, shout out to you. Tamika Francis with a very long synopsis, and I really enjoyed it. Michaela King, Darrell Bay, Derek Elliott. CPR.
All right. Maybe
cool.
He's
all right. I ain't gonna ask some questions.
Lifeguard,
Chalky White, nasty. Madam Sophia Olajuwon, Washington. Ashanti Coop. I like that one. CCM. Sherrod McKethan. I hope I didn't butcher that. Phoenix Money Penny.
Huh.
Money Penny.
Money Penny. It's like an oxymoron.
Phoenix Money Penny. They agree with you 100%, Omari. The Right Stuff, 14, and eBay or I, Travis. Again, forgive me. But once again, we love to read your guys' comments on YouTube and social media. And Spicy, who
I got
is
some,
writing us on Twitter?
Yeah, I got some tweets right now. Just Jocelyn. Shout out to you, boo. Just Jocelyn, 207. And then Sharma Sharish. Pop Culture 8 showed mad love this week.
Okay.
Thank you. I know everybody appreciates the relationship advice. There will be more coming.
Ooh.
And Tall Broad with the hair.
Tall bra with the hair. That was my alternate selection for Twitter, but you know, they took it.
Well, tall bra with the hair, please send us your hair because we're interested in seeing how tall you are with your hair. And we're also, was anybody else?
Yeah, we're also live chatting with you guys who are watching right now. So I see Joshua Lee, Yesenia Martinez. So if you guys have any comments on the YouTube page, feel free to shout them out.
Rest in peace, Vine.
Yes, what's your love?
Peace. Rest in peace to the Vine.
Yes. We're on all media formats here.
Now, remember last week,
yeah.
I feel bad for saying that, okay, well, last week's episode was like album filler.
Yeah.
But like I said last week,
you feel bad about that.
Now? I feel bad, but at the same time, I feel justified in what I said.
You gotta speak your truth.
Last week, I said that this last episode was an album filler type of episode, and I was waiting on the other shoe to drop. And damn it,
you predicted this, and I said this was juicy. This was definitely good.
This was the Georgia peach of all Georgia peaches.
Absolutely.
Are you talking about?
We got a little moist. Will you agree?
Sex on TV makes me really uncomfortable.
You watched the sex scene 3 times, you told me.
I'm not going to say that live on TV.
Here she go. Now she don't want to be honest.
I'll
get to my honesty later. All right. I'll get to my honesty later.
These are her confessions.
Ooh. Spicy. Now, before we get into the episode, Spicy has been engaged now for what, 3 weeks?
Is it 3 weeks? Yeah, dang.
How's engaged life?
It's going great.
Show the ring.
That's really nice.
She put me on the spot every time.
Well, that's because really nice. Like you're a living testament, I mean, to just, you know, keeping the faith. Like,
keep hope alive.
Before we get into the episode, I want to kick it to our fan couch. So remember last week I was saying, if you're in the LA area, you can come sit on our lovely pleather couch. Nah, I'm playing, it's real leather. I want to kick it to our fan couch. Remind us of y'all's names again. I'm so sorry. They just randomly showed up and drank
our
Coca-Cola.
We love the fans.
So who do we have on our fan couch?
Hey, I'm Rox visiting.
Rox!
Having a great time.
And who else we have?
Kristen just visiting.
Welcome, welcome.
Where are you guys from?
Originally San Diego.
San Diego.
Woo, nice. Big up Dago. Yeah.
Big up to Dago and Nick Cannon.
You know. And Chargers.
That was
all
shade.
Day.
That was shade. Kristen, where are you from, darling?
Seattle.
C-Town. My hometown. Okay?
Nice.
Come get some. So let's get into you guys. I'm just going to say right now, the major theme of this episode, and it's really not a one-word theme in my opinion, but it is falling into what is comfortable and what is familiar.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everybody tried to do that this episode. That was like the uniting factor, right?
Falling into comfort.
Yeah, into comfort. But I want to talk about a couple of storylines. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Issa and these kids and the broken vaginal area.
Kids will never let you live.
I am
that
mortified.
Down. I'm mortified. Yeah, it's kind of funny though.
Why are you mortified?
Yeah,
because she has to go to work, and it's like, yes, we know the kids know these words, right? Mm-hmm. But to hear them from an authoritative figure,
right?
And she's supposed to be this upstanding woman in the community, like,
she's
what?
Probably going to lose her job, I would think.
Well,
they can't have her in the classroom with that kind of vulgar language.
No, she's not going to lose her job.
You don't think so?
She's not going to lose
her job. She should for sure lose her job.
Let's debate this, because I don't think she should lose her job.
This is like a Billy Bush situation.
She'll never work in a school setting again. If she loses this job or leaves it, she'll never work again.
I feel like if she was in an industry that was all about pussies, poles, and, you know, whatever's going down on there, maybe, you know, brokenness, I don't know. If she was a gynecologist, maybe she could get away with this. But a song about broken pussy, when you are dealing with the lives of young children who are easily influenced, very impressionable, you're not coming near my child. So, I'm sorry.
But did she,
I don't think,
sign
that it was appropriate.
Anything? Because I'm just trying to figure out, if you sign something, then yeah, you should
lose your
job.
You have a moral obligation to set a good example. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with broken pussy. I'm saying you just can't teach and talk about broken pussy at the same time.
You done said it about 4 times. So wherever her day job is, don't fire Spicy for saying the keyword.
Hey, I talk about relationships and sex. So, I can do it. I can say broken pussy 20 times. Issa Rae cannot.
So vulgar.
Don't most jobs have morality clause or something like that?
You know I mean, but at the same time, she didn't sign anything. But anywho, we don't know who released the video. Her coworkers are giving her slack. I feel for her.
They're making it seem very deep. Like, who released the video?
Oh, gosh. It was her old boo. What's his name?
But you know who really wasn't showing any kind of empathy and kind of made me mad? Was Lawrence. He thought it was funny.
It was funny. It is funny.
But my whole whole thing is, this episode, Lawrence, you're just getting back into the
I like that mm-hmm. Lawrence was able to like laugh about it and make her feel better. Because if she really is insecure, no.
He got First a job now. He's not on unemployment checks anymore.
He could really be embarrassed about his girlfriend, who's supposed to be a pillar of the community, who just put out a broken pussy video. So don't get me wrong. Yes, he may be temporarily broke, but that is no reason for him to not be embarrassed about her. So the fact that he was comforting and assuring her, like, you know what? It's okay. This is really actually funny. Like, it's shocking, but it's super funny. I appreciate him comforting her, because the normal chick would have been mortified and been crying and like, oh my God, what's my friends gonna think? What's my pastor gonna think? Like, he made light of it, and I appreciate that.
But Spicy, what if she loses her job? He ain't got no money.
And
where are they gonna live?
They're gonna be broke together.
That's what government assistance is for.
No. And we hear more about this whole getting your ish together. Yeah. Which I actually am a fan of. So let's move
forward.
You're
not a fan of that?
I am a fan of it. I'm gonna talk about that a little bit later.
All right.
Jadenna comes back in this episode.
Looking really, really delicious.
Wait.
Yes.
You say delicious. I say Ooh. Rough. Because I've never... No, look.
Oh, let's take this outside. In
no,
the show.
I'm not throwing shade. I'm just being observant. I've never seen Jadenna's hair out of place. For those of you guys who know about Jadenna, the R&B singer, hip-hop rapper, what would... I don't know. The classic man. Yeah. Okay.
Jadenna, we like to call him an artiste.
He's an artiste. He's so avant-garde, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Did you see his hair? Just all
rough.
Cattywomp?
Maybe he's had enough.
Right. He's in character. Damn. Give the man a chance. Does he always have to be a classic man 24/7?
I mean, you know, Molly put it on him. But he had that tank top on. And I'm not even trying to, like, do that whole, like, light-skinned, dark-skinned thing, but, like, I never realized how light-skinned he was until I saw him without that shirt on. I'm like, damn, Jadenna is really light-skinned.
Light bright.
So let's get into it.
You are wrong for so many reasons right now. We are going to move.
Colorism ain't cool, bro.
And I'm fine with it. I just didn't realize, like, how lacking he was in melanin. So, anyway.
There's a lot of light on set.
Let me shout out LaJuan. Thank you for staying up late to catch the live show. We appreciate you.
And where is LaJuan writing from? Because they write every week.
She should have switched it up on his sixth end.
LaJuan, where are you from? One of our loyal fans.
Yeah, make sure we know where you're from, because mm-hmm. we have a lot of fans from around the world, mm-hmm. and you guys stay up with us or wake up early to talk to us. We appreciate it.
So much.
I want to talk about Chris, that's Jadenna's character, and Molly, and this whole interaction with them waking up the next morning, and he's going to work, and she's trying to press him about going to a damn engagement
she's
party.
She's so needy.
She's so damn thirsty.
Yes. I don't understand. Like, didn't she learn this from the last
time? You are the
time?
Same person who last week said that you need to know where his every move is.
Did
the
I say
first
that?
Couple days of your guys' dating.
She's a woman. She's allowed to change her opinion.
I wish we had instant replay here on AfterBuzz TV, because I don't
If you fans at home that are watching right now recall this person saying that you need to check in with her as soon as she has spent an X amount of money on hair and makeup to go out with you.
That's true.
Please, you know, tweet at us, YouTube us, and let her know about herself real quick.
Spicy.
Yes.
Why are you bringing up old shit?
Okay, but I'm on the same page with you. She was definitely pathetic, and I'm actually happy that he busted her out about it, but I thought it was a very sincere and kind way. But I was really disappointed in Molly this episode, and don't get me wrong, I'm disappointed in Molly every single episode. But
tell us how you really feel.
Especially this episode, because she is very well aware that everything that she is doing is absolutely wrong, but she's not changing anything in her behavior, in her patterns. What she's actually judging her dating criteria for,
mm-hmm.
extremely superficial.
Yeah,
and so we have this element of this person who cares once again about what everybody thinks, and that she wants to go with somebody. She doesn't want to be there alone, because you don't really know this person. You don't really care about this person, his needs, his heart. You don't even know his mama's name, but you're inviting him to a very intimate, you know, festivity or event.
That's what I'm mm-hmm. saying.
The thirst is real.
She's thirst is real.
And then her excitement, I was like, oh, this poor girl. She needs a relationship coach so bad. Like how she got giddy on the bed when he really did not want to go, but mm-hmm. was forced, you know, to say yes so that she would leave him alone.
My whole thing is, didn't they just meet last episode?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, even if we're going to be, like, facetious, okay, so they were, maybe this episode was 10 days later in real time. 10 days
I
and in the bed with
him?
I think they just had spent the weekend together, because they said
they
something about, oh, it's Monday. Right,
yes.
They just hooked up.
So they
weekend.
Just hooked up?
And that's my impression
And see,
of
this
it.
Is why I'm really mad, because As soon as that scene broke out, they did a quick shot to her AKA stuff.
Oh, I saw
You're making us look bad, Molly. You are making us look bad, girl.
Well, in the AKA defense, we're lovers. What can we say?
You're making us look bad.
Oh, wait. Alajuwon said Molly's a Virgo. Gotta be. I agree. Molly's probably a Virgo.
So is Beyonce, though. So is Beyonce.
They're passionate people. And don't get me wrong. I am not going to say that I have never quickly got excited before, but it was also it's a certain level of whackness, and thank God that I've been in relationships with people who were strong enough and honest enough to tell me to fall all the way back. Mm. Like, but why didn't he come in way too strong?
But why didn't he just say
fall back,
girl? We just had chicken piccata. We just did 2-for-1 drinks. Like, you know, can I make sure you're not pregnant right now, and then we'll move forward? Like, why? I don't know why she was being so thirsty.
She's not thirsty. She's insecure. When it comes to relationships.
But is she insecure?
I don't see insecurity.
I don't think she's insecure.
Thirst.
You don't see insecurity with her?
Amari, because you're justified in your feelings. Emma, why do you think she's insecure?
I think she's insecure because she's not confident in her relationship skills. She doesn't know how to keep a man, apparently. She's needy. She's always wanting to check in. So she's just, I don't know, she's just weak when it comes to relationships.
You know, so, okay.
I guess.
I don't agree with you because, okay. I mean, great point.
Way to set it up.
But I don't agree with you.
You are wrong for the following reason. So let me tell you.
Because she doesn't or is not even open to acknowledging that what she is doing is wrong. I think that she thinks mm-hmm. that she's honestly going about this and she's going about it confidently.
Let me pause you real quick. Because he calls her out at the party being like, I think you're the type of woman that just needs a man. For him to be able to see that in mm-hmm. her, that she's so desperate to need a relationship, to need a boyfriend, to need a man to be in her life, that's why she's like insecure.
But you know I think that she thinks that she really is the bomb.com and that anybody who
would be lucky that
graces her presence is lucky enough to be with her.
Well, I don't know. I got news for Molly. You ain't the bomb.com because the true trait of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over. And she's been thirsty over and over and over and getting the same result. Molly, you crazy as hell. And you're a lawyer.
Yes.
That doesn't even make sense.
And can I just give a spicy tip, you guys? Spicy tip. Look, if you are thirsty and you throw yourself at a man who's already had you and doesn't really want you to begin with and doesn't care about you, that's the first way to make his dick go limp. He is already got what he wanted. He's not going to get it hard for you anymore unless the other person
spicy
who he's really
so
fooling with isn't available. And then you might get that text back.
Wow.
7 hours after you sent it.
I don't ever have that problem. I don't
you
know what
clearly
talking
ain't
about.
Signed no morality clause in your day.
I'm just saying.
So let's move forward to Molly's job and Issa showing up on her job trying to figure out who released this tape.
Oh, you
got to
work?
You got to work? Yeah. Issa's not going to find out who released this tape.
It's just a random stranger on the phone.
I think
phone.
It was Lawrence.
I don't think it's like a mystery. I don't know why they divulged half the episode who leaked the tape. Well, it's just someone at a party recording her on YouTube. Like, it's not that big a deal.
Unless
you know what I mean?
Trying to figure out who recorded is beyond the point. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? You shouldn't have had your ass there doing it. but she finds out that Daniel has no information. But here's the thing. This is what pissed me off about Daniel and this whole Issa going to him trying to get information. You never have any information, but you always need a ride to the studio.
So
how you always
a
need a ride to the studio or to somewhere, but you ain't never got the juice?
There's Uber for that, Brad.
You ain't never got the juice, but you always need a ride somewhere. That pissed me off.
No, I think that's really intentional, like, though, to show us, like, where he is in his life and that, yeah, he ain't got it together. Although he's producing for, who was
Ty
the last
Dolla
time?
Sign?
Ty Dolla Sign? Yeah.
He's not.
Shout out to the real show.
Oh, yeah, we did see Ty Dolla Sign in one of these episodes. Okay. So
it
he
was
really
a fantasy, though.
He has that juice with Ty Dolla Sign. I want to move forward, because you mentioned this earlier about getting your ish together.
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence and his homeboy go to Roscoe's, which, shout out to the Roscoe's on Pico. I see they did the fluorescent lighting in there.
I noticed that.
Because that's the best I've ever seen that Roscoe's look. And I'm not trying to go today.
It was like, squeaky clean. It looked like.
That Roscoe's look really, really, really nice.
It looked like the Virgin Airlines airplane, you know, with the lighting.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Lawrence's friend, who this is the shade that I didn't like.
What?
His friend is shady. He goes, you know, are you still with old girl? They've been together for 5+ years,
yeah.
And you don't refer to your best friend's girlfriend as Issa. You're still saying old girl. That to me just it made my skin crawl.
I didn't pick up.
I didn't read that much into it, but being the controlling person that you are, I'm sure you like peeped that real quick. Like, oh, you gonna call me by name? But they have been distant friends.
Why is Spicy going into that?
They have been distant friends. He doesn't really know because he's definitely busting him out saying, the last time that I spoke to you, you said you guys were on the outs.
This is why she has an engagement ring and I don't.
Spicy tip.
I'm just saying. I don't hold them accountable for that.
So this is what I've heard. Once one friend takes that dive, men. Mm-hmm. Okay, Amara, you can chime in on this. I'm sure you have guy friends. Once one friend gets...
I don't have any friends.
You are our male, representative.
You're the voice of reason over here.
You got your chest... If you're going to put your chest hair out on national TV, like, you need to be ready to speak for the men.
Oh, this is that quality... Stroke. Coconut exactly oil good up in there?
You put coconut oil on your chest?
All over my body.
Oh, glistening self. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But once one guy takes the plunge into marriage and that family life and settling down, it's like, obviously, not obviously, but it's kind of like a chain reaction. The other ones are going to do it.
Really?
That's what I've heard.
I don't feel
or
that.
Or rebel. Because not everybody really has a good story about when they settle down.
Well, what do you think that...
I have a few guy friends that have gotten married and it makes me not envy them at all. I feel bad for them.
Yeah,
I'm like, you are not over here in this single life. Exactly. Like, you're not enjoying life. You're tied down with your old ball and chain with old girl. I'm like, damn, that sucks for you. So I don't see that at all. Well, but that's just me.
I think it's more just about the older that you get, you're going to see more people settling down. I don't think it's so much like, oh, you settled down, now it's my time.
Right. I think women feel that more than men do.
About the clock ticking sometimes.
This is coming from the girl with the ring.
Be quiet.
It's coming from the girl with the ring. But, you know, Lawrence even tells his friend, like, I'm still getting my ish together. Mm-hmm. If there's anybody to be truthful with, it should be your friend. Your friend knows good and damn well you were working at Best Buy, and you probably won't ever get your ish together. Lawrence is a little delusional.
Why are you hating on Lawrence so bad?
I know.
He's trying. He's got the app.
I'm going to tell you why I'm hating on Lawrence at the end of the episode. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
I want to move forward to Molly and Jared. Okay. So you don't want me now, but now you need some information. Now you want to hit me up. First of all, you guys saw the Enterprise lot.
Mm-hmm.
When the Enterprise starts renting Teslas? Because I was like, damn, like, you know, I've been to Enterprise and they offered me a Ford Fusion. It had leather. But when did Enterprise start renting Teslas? And if they do, I need to start going there because I've been going to Hertz because they were cheaper.
Right. We're missing out.
Did I hurt your feelings?
I think it was the Enterprise, too, in Burbank. It looks very familiar.
Well, we need to go by there. Mm. We need to go by there. But Jared is like, I think he was borderline excited to hear from her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like there was a window open for Molly to slip back in with good old Jared.
Yeah.
Good old 9 to 5 making $12.75 ass Jared.
You ain't right. He might be the manager. He might be on salary. What do you know?
He was putting Armorall on the tires.
You know what? A true leader.
Exactly. The leader's got to do everything.
Full responsibility
for their company.
And no task is too small for a real leader.
Exactly.
I'm so sick of Molly's little coworker. She's so dumb. It's just like common sense is really not that common. If you see me, here's a tip. I ain't spicy, but this is just McCall Hall's tip. If you see me on the damn phone, shut up. Because you never know who I'm on the phone with.
I'm with you all day on that.
I wanted to punch her in the face. I swear to God, I wanted to punch her.
Nah, girl.
Yeah. And I've been in that situation before where I'm just like,
but I was really excited for Molly to like have that entree back into Jared's life, mm-hmm. right? Because he was excited. He said, why don't you come see me in person? And then her friend had to bust her up. So, anywho, I want to talk about these rag... Okay.
Wait, so are you a fan of... what's his name? Jared? Are you a fan of Jared or no? Because I feel like him...
I'm a fan of Jared, but I think that Jared is going to come back into Molly's life by way of somebody that she knows. He's going to come back as a romantic partner, I think, with Dada.
Oh, yeah, you still think he's going to be with somebody else.
We saw the previews that they are kind of getting together next week. On the previews for next week.
Oh, I didn't watch the previews. I intentionally don't watch the previews because I don't want it to like judge my predictions.
With your predictions.
See, I do this for y'all. I do this for y'all.
But meanwhile, we see the previews. So why do you do it for us?
Moving on.
They see the previews. They're together next week. So
moving on.
All right.
Moving on.
We'll move past that point.
Moving on. Daniel, I'm so sick of hip hop right now. Why everybody got to sound like they're high?
When he was rubbing?
I'm tired of this.
I actually like the way that he sounds it. I was like, okay, this is cool. Like, I can see this.
This is why I hate hip-hop right now.
I like
it.
Did anybody hear the... Did anybody hear the song, Dick to Bomb?
Huh?
Did you guys peep that song, Dick to Bomb?
No. What is...
What song was that?
You guys weren't listening? It was like playing in the interlude, like in between scenes.
Okay.
It was like, oh, my man ain't nothing, but I can't let him go because it's... Never mind. Let's move on.
Okay. Chris, I must have missed that one in the top 20.
Google this song. It should be up for a Grammy. So Chris tells Molly that he's behind woo-woo-woo-woo, but then he shows up at the engagement party for Black and Yellow.
Oh, looking.
For Black and Yellow.
So clean.
I can't remember their name.
Diane and Jamal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, his name is Jamal.
Yeah, Black and Yellow.
Why?
Black
his name.
But
right?
Then it came in looking amazing.
He got that hair
he
laid down.
He did the Morris Chestnut best man strut through there. Like,
but why did he feel
it was
the
good.
Need?
He looked delicious again.
But I gotta ask you, why did he feel the need to say that he was her boyfriend when they say like, "Oh, is that your boyfriend?"
Molly's insecurity.
Why did he let her take the lead though?
Because
I would have just like and looked at her and let her take the lead on that.
Well, I took it as you're not my person. We're just clearly hooking up, and as friends, I'm gonna play wingman for you. I do it often. Would anybody on the couch agree?
Well, what do our fans think about
so,
that?
So I would say that if he's playing wingman for tonight, because clearly he doesn't want to be there. He just wants to make sure that she looks good to whomever she is trying to impress, that he's going to do whatever that takes. And if saying that he's her boyfriend makes her feel good in that moment and looks good to the company that she keeps, why not do that?
I didn't mind it. I thought it was nice.
I thought it was nice, too, because clearly this is a person who's battling with, you know, what other people think of her, and she's trying to impress
them. I appreciate that insight. And I guess my feeling is I'm mad at both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm mad at him for saying yes, and I'm also mad at Molly for asking the question so immediately. I would have played it off like a G. I would have heard him say, oh, yeah, that's my girlfriend, woot, 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 woot.
Mm-hmm.
I would have asked him, like, you know, the next day, like, oh, remember when you said that? Like, what was that about? But why did she have to ask him right away?
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm saying.
Because
She's
she was
too
excited.
Thirsty. But I'm saying, Molly is the epitome of thirst. I thought I was the real life Molly. I'm not that thirsty. Like, I know how to play it off like a G sometimes, okay? Like,
she just needs a man real bad.
And then the poor thing starts drinking on this red wine. I felt for
I think she was drinking brown juice.
Was she drinking brown?
Yeah, I think that was that Hennessy or something.
There was a lot of Hennessy in this episode, by the way. Oh,
Hennessy wow. is that. Delicious.
Hen will make you sin. But I feel for Molly. I don't know what's going to happen with her and her love life.
She's really sad to me. She's like a sad character because she's so desperate.
But this is my final thought about Chris. Who are you to tell me that I need to win? You just met me on Thursday.
I thought it was 100% appropriate. But then again, I'm brutally honest.
Mm-hmm.
So
we know.
So this is the thing. This is the problem. Is that we constantly want somebody who honesty. I just want to be with somebody who's honest. Well, really, we don't, because he was in that moment honest with her, and she just wasn't prepared for the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Nor did she like what she heard. So when her ego couldn't handle it, she sent him away. As opposed to.
Like,
I appreciate
you're right.
your opinion mm-hmm. and keep the party going. Actually, I'm going to just make you a part of my team. So when I do need somebody to come with me to one of these little engagements, I know that you know how to play the role, boo, so you will be called. And by the way, dick me down tomorrow. I'll call you when I need you. That's
that
how she should have played it.
Yeah, you need
instead,
that roster.
Instead, this is why she's alone.
She right.
Molly's ego and feelings got hurt, and she got all sad and sensitive, and she sent him away. And once again, she was... acting out as somebody who was rejected.
Mm-hmm.
But why did they even have to have this conversation
at
the
party?
That's my whole thing.
I agree with you. Yeah.
And I agree with you. Amari, I'm going to give it to you. That was a sign of insecurity. Her asking...
I agree with you.
Cool. Her asking, are we really boyfriend? So what was that about? Mm-hmm. It was because, dang, I heard you say this. I want confirmation so that I can really get excited and interpret what you said and make it actually... Or I want to make sure that I'm interpreting what you said correctly. I took it as we're now in a relationship and that you really like me and I just want to make sure. So can you please in this moment affirm what it is that I think that you said? That's what she really wanted. And he did not do that.
No.
And
he told her about
the fact that she was even considering being with him, this complete stranger,
mm-hmm.
just because he said, you're my girlfriend, is absurd.
After 3 days, like, I don't even know what your birthday is. Like, how could we be boyfriend and girlfriend?
Right. That's like, why she should have played it off, like you're saying, but she's insecure.
She just, this is why I'm getting, I'm getting upset with Molly. At first, she started off so strong,
mm-hmm.
and now she's looking so damn dumb. Mm. Anywho, you know who else affirms their relationship? Lawrence. Now, I wanted to say this. Tasha is supposed to be a cashier or whatever at mm-hmm. Broadway Federal Bank. Shout out to Broadway Federal on Figueroa and Martin Luther King. Cashed many checks. Okay, Broadway Federal. Nobody at Broadway checks. Federal walks around with their titties out like that. Why does Tasha never have her breasts covered?
Tasha
her
with breasts, the titties out.
Her breasts are never covered.
Tig old bitties out tonight.
It is getting on my nerve.
You didn't appreciate that?
I don't know. I wanted some milk after that. I saw them too. I was like, Oreos,
things
please.
Real.
They Tasha, were delicious wow. looking. I mean, those were some big old bitties.
Yes.
Well, obviously, Tasha is also thirsty because she shows up at Best Buy trying to buy batteries. For what? What do you need batteries for? Like, think about it. Are you picking up what I'm putting down?
She felt some type of connection with him.
I appreciate her,
know.
Though, making the effort. She didn't know that he had a girlfriend. Did she not know that? No. Well, no. Because he had to tell her.
You guys, last episode, this is where I'm calling BS.
What?
They were sitting at the Panda Express.
Yeah, I think she did know.
And Lawrence said that his girlfriend loves kale to Tasha.
Yes.
So how are you going to show up at his job looking for batteries? And you know he has a girlfriend.
Yes.
That's why I don't mess with Tasha no more. Well, and cover your chest up.
He also, but like, I think she also knows that he's vulnerable right now. Because even when he came into the bank, he was down in the dumps and she gave him like words of encouragement. So I think she knows that he's kind of in a place that she could come in because clearly he's giving her attention and they're spending time together. Whether it's quality or just on the break, whatever it may be. She's already painting a story in her head like most of us women do, imagining her future with him, married, happily ever after, as soon as he gets rid of his extra baggage called a girlfriend. So she's taking a leap of faith and just walking over there, hoping that he comes to his senses.
I like Tasha.
She needs to take a leap to Victoria's Secret and go get a...
go get a bra.
Tasha need to go leap to the Hanes department and go get a white tee.
If
you can't keep your breasts covered, no better than that. I'm tired of looking at your bosom.
Oh my God, they were so out.
But you don't mind looking at Daniel's cheeks, though. So you can't have it both ways.
So let's just move on real quick.
Oh, yeah, about that.
Let's just move on. So Molly shows up at Jared's house drunk, doing what all girls do when they feel rejected. You go to the arms of the one that, you know.
That was definitely a just, he's not into you. That you know what? He's just not that into you. That movie, that was definitely like that, that moment.
I wanted to whoop Molly's ass at that very moment. Because she kept messing up. You mess up with Chris. Then you show up to this man. First of all, sweetheart, you drove your Audi to this raggedy apartment to go lay up on his raggedy pleather couch. Have y'all seen Molly's apartment?
It's nice.
I would have gone home like a boss. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, you know what? I'm a boss. Why would you go lay up on his... And it wasn't even a full-blown couch, darling. It was a love seat.
I want to talk about
the most heated scene, you guys. Issa and Daniel. I peeped the Hennessy on the table. They have a
heart-to-heart.
There was
a lot of stuff on the table.
But I peeped the Hennessy bottle.
Okay.
Because I know that's the one that
gives
me right.
That's the one that gives me right.
That's
the
syrup. So Issa, you know, and Daniel have this conversation about, well, the reason why we never worked out and da-da-da-da-da. So many things went through my mind at this moment. Why is it that love seems to project itself and seems to, like, come up and grow through revelation? Why can't you just acknowledge love and want to be in love from the jump?
The onset.
You know what I mean? Like, why does it take, like, missing out to make you want to come back and do right?
Because he was out in them streets. He wasn't ready to settle down yet. She acknowledged that in their conversation.
So timing.
Timing.
Exactly. Timing plays a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm. He was young,
makes you think that it was really love?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I like them together. I think it's...
I think that they are just, you know, just the milk chocolate and dark chocolate candy crunch that I am just waiting to buy.
Mm-hmm.
but I really, you know what? That love scene.
Talk about it.
They haven't spent that much time together. I'm disappointed.
They've known each other since high school.
Haven't interacted with this person forever because clearly you've been in a relationship for 5 years. So who is this man that you're sleeping with?
Yeah, I didn't see him reach for a condom.
But do you?
No, they did not use protection. Guys, so she's about to go home and out of guilt sleep with her boo and give him whatever this little producer wannabe has contracted from all the little girls that are in that studio.
I want to just bring up a statement that Issa made. I feel like it was 2 or 3 episodes ago. She said Lawrence is lacking in the bedroom. Like, there's no passion.
He's not putting it down.
And I think even just the gazes that she was getting from him, like, probably just dropped her panties to the ground.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, he's sexy.
She was doing what Molly's doing. She's going into the arms of what she lacks.
Okay.
Good dick.
You know? Which was a song on this. I'm telling you guys.
Dick Too Bomb. Oh, it's connected.
Dick Too Bomb.
You're right.
It's
okay.
Too Bomb. But Issa has said, like, Lawrence lacks in the passion department.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think tonight, Issa just got a glimpse of what passion is again, and that's what drove her to her back.
So passion forced her naked.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
She's been lacking. She has no passion at her job.
She's horny.
Got no passion with her man.
And like, so this is the thing. Passion is like a temporary feeling, like an emotion. It comes and it goes, but it's also something that you create.
It came.
It definitely came. Hopefully she was on some birth control, but it's a emotion that you can actually create.
So
and so the fact that she has put all responsibility of passion on Lawrence. Or what's his name? What's her boyfriend's name?
Lawrence.
The fact that she's put all the responsibility on Lawrence, that he lacks passion, but she's not taking any responsibility for the lack of passion as well. She hasn't even attempted to try to be passionate at home before she steps out on her man. So I didn't see her bring home any Victoria's Secret. She should have borrowed something from old girl at the bank. Like, I know she got some toys on her. I know she got some lube. I know she got some flavor condom. I know she has something up her sleeve. She looks like a freak. I know she got some handcuffs. Issa didn't try anything. She was just like, my high school old boo that I never got a chance to, like, explore something with. Let me hook up with him real quick.
And see, this is the thing about women. Spicy, you can speak because you got a ring. But I'm giving you props. So, you know, they say you should never let a man leave your sight. Hungry.
Horny.
And what else was the other one?
Horny.
And angry.
Oh, okay. Angry, horny, and... Hungry? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what those things mean. I've never experienced
them.
This is what old players...
My man has always been satisfied. I don't know what those are.
This is what old players say to me. But you know, for me, it's kind of like Issa has actually done a terrible job in those three departments.
Absolutely.
And this, to see her, like, go for what's his name? Daniel?
Yeah, Daniel.
It's kind of like, to your point, you haven't done the things at home to actually... justify this.
Right. I can understand if she tried and she was like,
it was just a gaze. Well, it was just the gaze.
Joshua Lee says on YouTube that she tried last week with the shower scene. So she tried to infuse some passion in there. I need a spice.
But even but even then, even with the shower scene, it's not even, but even that wasn't sensual. It was like, ooh, why don't you come in here? And then she made it still awkward when he got in there. And one thing is you can't try to get passion and also have an amazing experience when you're being negative. If you immediately have to start complaining or you see something wrong in that situation, you're killing the mood. You're killing the buzz. Not just for him, but for yourself too. You're talking yourself out of whatever experience you could be living in that moment because you're thinking about what it's not once again. Like what Molly did with that date the other time.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, it's one of those situations... I'm disappointed in everybody. I really am.
We hate everybody on the show.
I don't hate them. I'm just disappointed. I'm disappointed. But I knew.
I didn't mind. I knew that
this other shoe was going to fall.
Yeah.
Did you not think, though, that what they were doing was a dream?
You thought it was a dream?
I thought that was a dream. Sequence? I thought she was going to, and Roxanne and I were talking about this. We thought that she was going to wake up out of her sleep. Like, she fell asleep on the couch, and then she was going to wake up having, in her, you know, dream having had slept with him, that it wasn't going to be real. I thought she was going to snap out of it. I thought it was a daydream.
I didn't think that. But you know,
because last time she daydreamed about him in the mirror. So I was like, oh, she's daydreaming about him again.
Right.
I'm going to tell you.
It was real.
It
went down.
Like, as soon as his pants
buttery
dropped.
Buttery skin on top of buttery skin. It was delicious looking. Yeah.
As soon as his pants dropped, I couldn't comprehend if it was a dream reality. I was just looking at them hindquarters. What's his real name? Because I got to follow him on Instagram.
Oh, his real name? I don't know.
His booty is just so chiseled. Yeah, I just wanted to, I wanted to grab my little cell phone. I was watching on my phone at first. I wanted to grab my phone. But I am disappointed.
It made me
want to
go work out, that's for sure.
Is that... So this is what I have figured out.
What?
Omari felt insecure this episode after seeing Daniel's hindquarters.
Is that true?
Yeah. My body's not up to par.
But your chest hair is popping.
Thank you. But my chest my chest is not popping. So I got to, you know, hit the gym. It's all right.
You look good. You look good.
Do you guys remember the movie, I Think I Love My Wife?
Oh, Chris Rock? Kerry Washington?
Yes. I remember that.
Remember that scene when Chris Rock and Kerry Washington was getting it on? And then he went into the... No, she took off his tie and wrapped it around his head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
his
and
daughter
him.
Used
yes.
to do that. So this was the one part of the episode that I literally did not understand. Mm. And shout out to you, Omari, for filling me in. So when she saw the lotion in the bathroom, it was a flashback in her mind to when they were at, what was it, Restoration Hardware or whatever?
Pier 1 or something.
And that couple was talking about, like,
Bad Bath
Target.
Beyond.
Bad Bath
or the 99 cent store.
Marshall's, TJ Maxx.
One of them.
Home Goods. We didn't just gave out all the ads. But yeah, like, I thought that was really cool, but I missed it at first. It took me four viewings to get that.
Oh, wow.
But it was powerful. It was
I very
powerful.
Oh, you missed that? Three
you didn't
times.
Get that? I didn't get I did not get that.
The truth comes out. He just repeated the scene a couple times. I didn't get that, so let me rewind to the beginning of the sex.
That's your excuse.
It's
that's
cool.
Fine.
It's cool. My God. We
I'm blushing.
Right.
So I want to get into predictions.
Okay.
Voice of God.
Oh.
Don't we usually get prediction music?
There we go.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
I'm going to kick it to you first, Omari.
All right, my turn-ons. Well, I said this last week about Daniel and Issa getting together and Lawrence and Tasha getting together. Can I say that again? Like, I feel like they're meant to be with those other people. Like, I love Tasha with the titties. I think she's...
Her
amazing.
Last name is not Tasha with her last name is not with the titties, I promise you. When you look at her IMDb.
I think Tasha with the titties is like really good for Lawrence. I think I just like their relationship. Or what could be a relationship between the two of them. I feel like they're better partners for each other.
Because she's impressed with anything. Oh, you doing an app? What, girl? Shut up.
I think that's genuine like encouragement and support for him like fulfilling his passion and purpose. I think...
He went to Georgetown, though.
Yeah, that's a good school.
It is a very good
and
school.
And she's in school right now.
Yeah,
she said she's taking classes. Yeah.
I'm being manager of a bank.
I ain't doing much. I'm not throwing shade. So you think that they're going to end
up... You're mad at her titties being out, but his actual girlfriend came out with a pussy song.
Right.
We can't throw too much shade.
It's not about me, though. It's not about me.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep up with my prediction from last week and say that they're going to end up together.
Okay.
They're going to, yeah.
What about you? Because I know you got a spicy prediction.
Well, I just wanted to say to everybody at home, I'm really disappointed that she gave in to this craving to sleep with him. What's his name? Lawrence.
No,
what's the guy's name?
Daniel.
Okay.
Daniel.
I'm really mad that Issa gave in to sleeping with Daniel. I know that it was something that she wanted, but unfortunately, it shows a lack of control. And she could not control whatever it was that she was feeling or whatever it was that she was without. And for the first time in that moment, I finally got to see more insecure. And that's what I wanted to see. That's what I've been wanting to see this entire time.
She looked like she was in
control. She's been doing a little awkward thing, but that came from a place of insecurity, of her being insecure with her relationship, but also insecure with having been left by this man and not being fulfilled in a past relationship. So those unanswered questions she thought she could fulfill in that moment and gave in to temptation, which will continue to be a repetitive pattern for her. And I think that her guilt is going to be overwhelming and that she is going to admit it to Lawrence. And I hope that at that point, he takes Tasha with the big titties into consideration.
Tasha with the tatas.
You know why she's going to have to admit it to Lawrence?
Because he's going to catch something?
Because Issa's going to end up pregnant.
Oh. That's your prediction.
That's my prediction.
Uh-oh.
Issa's and then awkward black girl has awkward baby.
Awkward ass baby with a little with a little frohawk. Can you imagine Issa and Daniel's baby coming out as a little frohawk?
Oh,
yes,
no.
Issa, this is my prediction. Issa's gonna end up pregnant. Okay. She's not gonna keep it.
Oh,
because she's gonna be insecure about being a single black mother.
Mm-hmm.
That's my prediction.
I like that. I think it could happen.
I think it has legs. Mm-hmm. I think it has legs. And then Molly is going to be in her feelings like, oh, Issa's got a baby on the way, and I can't get this dude.
Oh, can we just talk about that really, really quick? I'm sorry. Molly's haterism this episode. I don't like people who can't be happy for other people when they're not happy with themselves. Mm. I get it. You don't like your life, but you have to be able to step outside of yourself and be happy for the other people who do that you say that you care about.
When did you... Because I felt it the most. I felt the hateration the most at the engagement party.
Absolutely.
When they were being... When Jamal... And what's the
Black
little girl?
Black and Yellow.
Because we don't know their real names. I don't. But when Black and Yellow was being corny together...
Yes.
Just like, oogle, they're corny. Like, oh, they're so corny. Cute. But she like, you know... Jotted her eyes, took a sip of wine.
She's been hating since the first time that she was proposed, since old girl got engaged. She's been hating.
But my whole thing is, girl, if you can't be happy for them, you shouldn't have went.
Yeah, why are you there?
Like, it wasn't about you. You shouldn't even been
there. Or just learn to be happy for them. Get outside of your own feelings.
Some people can't do that, though.
But guess what you attract when you're a hater? You're going to attract...
Hateration.
Thank you.
Ask
thank
Mary.
You. Thank you.
Ask Auntie Mary J. Don't need no... Hateration, holleration in this dancery. All right, we're going to keep the party rocking all this week. You guys, we love your engagement here on AfterBuzz TV. Make sure you engage with us on AfterBuzz TV across the board. Now check us out. I'm McCall Hall on social media. Where can they find you?
You guys can play with my Twitter or stroke my Instagram at SpicyMaddie.
You can find me on Twitter and IG at OwenWithOmari. Also hit me up on Snapchat, Omari B.
Hey, shout out to our live audience. If you're in LA, hit us up.
Where can they find you guys?
Rock.
Okay.
they can find our live audience on the couch. How about that? You guys have a beautiful and blessed week. Stay insecure or not, but we'll see you next week. Take care.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.